Think a minute. Someone said if you have more memories than dreams, you've lost your passion for living. Imagine if we actually lived our dreams with our eyes wide open. The problem is not that most people aim too high and miss. It's that they aim too low and hit. We usually get what we aim for. One of the richest men in the world said, "You have to think anyway, so why not think big?" Our dreams shouldn't put us to sleep. They should wake us up to all our possibilities in life. One great leader put it this way, "The prize goes to the person who sees the future the quickest, and the best way to predict the future is to invent it." So if you and I can just set our goals, then concentrate on reaching them, we could actually begin to live our life on purpose instead of by chance. But to make our dreams come true, we must live by three rules. First, start right now. Second, do your very best. And third, there are no exceptions to the first two rules. The former world record holder in the mile run, Jim Ryan, said, "Dreams are what get you started, but discipline is what keeps you going all the way." How many times have you seen exciting new businesses start up with great success, but then after some time, they failed and went out of business? They did not pay their debts, or they dropped the standards of their product and service, so they lost their customers, or they didn't keep up to date and competitive. It's like some of us who diet and lose heaps of weight, but then after a while, we gain almost all of it back because we simply did not discipline ourselves to stay with it and change our daily habits and lifestyle. So are you living by the three C's, commit, concentrate, and complete? Do you have a dream and goal that you will commit to, concentrate on every day, and then complete? Something that at the end of your life, you don't want to look back and wish you had done or lived differently. Why not start now? Ask Jesus to help you know the right, best dreams and goals for your life. Then He will also help you with the discipline and willpower you need to really live your dreams with your eyes wide open. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.